Good morning for 88.5 WISU-FM. I'm Tim Francisco. With me today is artist Jennifer Vanderpool. Originally from the Mahoning Valley, Dr. Vanderpool is a widely acclaimed, award-winning, Los Angeles-based new genre artist. She's created an exhibit, Untold Stories, The Forgotten Underclass in Rust Belt Urban Renewal, open now through April 7 at the Tyler History Museum in downtown Youngstown. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Let's start by talking a little bit about your work broadly. Your exhibitions, which have been featured around the world, range from an exhibit of 1,500 handcrafted flower molds that are combined with artifacts from your own family to 2012's hometown story, Youngstown Steel Kitchens, which was here at the Butler, to last year's Garment Girl, which explores transnational relationships between the garment industry in LA and Vietnam. So what, if anything, emerges as a thread or maybe a recurring question in your work?
My earlier work, and by that 2004 to 2010-11, really looked at themes of gender, feminism, and feminist, and I had just finished graduate school. At that time, I finished my PhD in 2010, and so I think that it was trying to figure out my place in the world as an artist and to deal with expectations of being a woman artist. And, you know, then I was invited to do this exhibition in 2012 at the Butler, and I didn't realize at the time, but I was starting this new body of work. And so the Hometown Stories dealt with the Youngstown Steel Kitchens and the idea of gender identification and the role of women during modern culture. But then I also was working with archives and historic films that were part of that exhibition. And it then created for me this new body of work, this foundation, thematizing labor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to last year with Garment Girls, looking at women in the garment industry in Los Angeles and, you know, this transnational with women in Vietnam, predominantly who are the laborers there. And there's always this thread of the personal narrative in my practice, and that my grandmother and my mother, when they came to this country, actually worked in the garment industry in Appalachia. So
That idea of labor, personal narrative and personal history, right, is a really important element in deindustrialized communities like Youngstown. So talk a little bit about the current project that will be here. As I understand it, like some of your other installations, it's a curation of on-site materials and also original creation. So what will people see? What's the story you're trying to tell?
Well, the project Untold Stories thematizes the idea of Rust Belt, and it looks at what does this term Rust Belt mean, and it focuses on anchor communities, so not the Clevelands or the Pittsburghs that are reemerging, maybe Pittsburgh more than Cleveland, out of the deindustrialization Rust Belt period, but the smaller cities that are still struggling with it, Akron and Youngstown, for at least this phase of the project. And so at each venue where the exhibition takes place, it really focuses on the city as a case study. So there are prints, and I work with printmaking from historic materials and create a database of historic imagery of these communities to create imaginary ideas of the Rust Belt, focusing mostly on Youngstown at the Tyler History Center exhibition. And so then I worked with the archives to pull out materials that represent this story through the material objects. And I don't really think about it so much as curating. I do curate as part of my practice, but I don't curate my own work into those exhibitions. It's, you know, as a new genre artist working across mediums, it's a little bit different. I'm actually working with these artifacts in my own exhibition as being part of telling that story.
You have been listening to artist Jennifer Vanderpool. Her exhibit, Untold Stories, The Forgotten Underclass in Rust Belt Urban Renewal, is open now through April 7 at the Tyler History Museum in downtown Youngstown. Jennifer, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
For 88.5 WISU-FM, I'm Tim Francisco.